Right on cue, Ron came bursting into the office. He was completely out of breath and stopped just short of Snape's desk, clutching the stitch in his chest and trying to speak. "I gave Harry that stuff," he choked. "Bought it in Zonko's ages ago." "Well," said Lupin, clapping his hands together and looking around cheerfully, "that seems to clear that up. Severus, I'll take this back, shall I?" He folded the map and tucked it inside his robes. "Harry, Ron, come with me. I need a word about my vampire essay. Excuse us, Severus." Harry didn't dare look at Snape as they left his office. He, Ron, and Lupin walked all the way back into the entrance hall before speaking. Then Harry turned to Lupin. "Professor, I don't want to hear explanations," said Lupin shortly. He glanced around the empty entrance hall and lowered his voice. "I happen to know that this map was confiscated by Mr. Filch many years ago." "Yes, I know it's a map," he said as Harry and Ron looked amazed. "I don't want to know how it fell into your possession. I am, however, astounded that you didn't hand it in, particularly after what happened the last time a student left information about the castle lying around. And I can't let you have it back, Harry." Harry had expected that and was too keen for explanations to protest. "Why did Snape think I'd got it from the manufacturers?" "Because," Lupin hesitated, "because these map makers would have wanted to lure you out of school. They'd think it extremely entertaining." "Do you know them?" said Harry, impressed. "We've met," he said shortly. He was looking at Harry more seriously than ever before. "Don't expect me to cover up for you again, Harry. I cannot make you take Sirius Black seriously, but I would have thought that what you have heard when the Dementors draw near you would have had more of an effect on you. Your parents gave their lives to keep you alive, Harry. A poor way to repay them, gambling their sacrifice for a bag of magic tricks." He walked away, leaving Harry feeling worse by far than he had at any point in Snape's office. Slowly, he and Ron mounted the marble staircase. As Harry passed the one-eyed witch, he remembered the invisibility cloak. It was still down there, but he didn't dare go and get it. "It's my fault," said Ron abruptly. "I persuaded you to go. Lupin's right. It was stupid. We shouldn't have done it." He broke off. They reached the corridor where the security trolls were pacing, and Hermione was walking toward them. One look at her face convinced Harry that she had heard what had happened. His heart plummeted. Had she told Professor McGonagall? "Come to have a good gloat," said Ron savagely as she stopped in front of them. "Or have you just been to tell on us?" "No," said Hermione. She was holding a letter in her hands and her lip was trembling. "I just thought you ought to know. Hagrid lost his case. Buckbeak is going to be executed."